It is The Riot on Radio U. So this is our podcast. We hope that you enjoy it. We, on the other hand, hated it.
Fine.
No, there's nothing wrong with
this
podcast.
Fine morning.
You know, I will tell you that not contained in this podcast, I didn't put all our gun talk in.
Oh, you didn't?
We talked a lot about guns.
We did. We've been going back and forth for a year or so, I feel like, maybe more, about getting a concealed carry permit.
Right.
Or just learning and buying a gun for home safety.
Or just for fun.
Or just to know how to have one and use one, like in my case. So we talked a lot about that this morning, because at least I think I figured out which gun I want to get, so then I have to go get a class on it, too.
Everybody in my family is like, I got guns. And I'm like, well, I have an Xbox.
That's cool. About it.
That's about all I do with
it. Yeah, I've never had a gun.
Yeah, well, we'll see what's going to happen there. Also, you know what we didn't talk about in the podcast, and here's what I don't understand. Today's National Day of Prayer.
Yes.
I put a calendar reminder in my phone to go off at 6 a.m. this morning, and guess what?
Never.
It just didn't.
Never
went
off?
I can show it to you on my calendar.
But you never got the alert?
Nope. Sure didn't.
Fantastic.
So, Happy National Day of Prayer.
It's a very important day.
So there's that. Anything else? I'm out.
I don't think so. Just if you're listening, great.
Thank you.
I don't know what else to say with it. Just have a good day, a great night, a great morning, whenever you're listening to it. And don't forget, riot.radiou.com if you want to connect with us more.
It's The Riot.
Bye.
Baby's crying. Nails on a chalkboard. Your girlfriend saying, we need to talk. The worst of The Riot. Yep, it really is that bad. On Radio U.
Tired today. Spent the majority of last night in an emergency room. Not for me, for a friend. And it's just exhausting. Like, they're fine. They're going to be fine. They're home, you know, all that kind of stuff. So if you're like, who was it? What happened?
Give me the details.
I just want you to know that those details are not important to what I need to talk about. So don't worry about it. It's fine.
Okay, we move past that.
Right. So, I mean, you spend, it's just forever. And there's something exhausting about, you know, just sitting there. So we watched a lot of videos on a phone, hung out, whatever. But I want you to know that I get the call to go to the emergency room. First off, it's impossible to find because I actually am in the car. Like, you know, if I was bleeding out, I'd be dead. They'd find me in the back of the hospital. Like, why didn't he come to the emergency room?
Why was he out this side?
I'll tell you why. I followed the signs to the emergency room and I bled out on the way. Because
okay, so I see that's a criticism against the hospital
and
with some planning.
In fairness, it's actually at the very front, like facing the street.
Yeah.
But I came in from this side road and it was just like, I got stuck behind a guy doing deliveries. He's just like, and he just stops in the middle of the road. I can't get around him. And I literally thought, bro,
this is the hospital.
Come on.
Well, he'd probably be thinking, who's this guy? Why didn't he go to the front?
Look, they put it out front. It's like, no, the arrow said to come this way.
Aww.
So when I finally found parking, it's under construction, walked all these different whatevers. And again, I'm just thinking like, man, I am really glad I'm not hurt right now. I'm glad I'm here to see somebody that's already here. Because if I was on my way in here, dang. Okay. So I got whatever in the place. And the first thing I get, literally like walk in, and there's a guy with what looks like a big blue tube. And you know how it's got like a flange like at the end of the blue tube. So you can kind of scoop your hands under it and hold it up. And he is just, I mean, as hard as he possibly can.
Oh, don't say he
like,
is.
Like he was getting, like working towards an award.
He's throwing up.
Oh, yeah.
You can't handle that. He starts laughing, and it's not against you or the person throwing up, you know.
And so I walk in. This guy.
It's you hard.
Yes. And he's like throwing up, and then he takes a break. And then he's got it up near his mouth.
Yeah.
And he just looks up at me and makes eye contact with me.
You're like, sorry, man. I'm going to laugh at you.
Okay. Somebody's in the middle of throwing up and makes eye contact. What is your reaction to that?
I would drop my eyes.
Really?
I would break contact and not look at him for fear like he's looking at you for help or something.
Yeah.
Like he's pleading or apologizing like, hey, I can't stop this.
Yeah.
But there's something about that.
I just looked at him and just nodded.
Did you? Did you?
Well, what am I supposed to do?
I feel like that's rude.
Are you...
like, Was it a mean nod, a short curt nod?
Nope,
or what?
It was just like, hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Because, I mean, what am I supposed to do? Obviously, he's sick. Even if we hadn't been at the hospital, I would have been able to surmise, This guy's sick. He's violently retching into a bag.
And you need to watch, too, because if you, you know, like sometimes you try to break the ice and try to make him feel a little bit more comfortable. If you made a joke and made him laugh, that could set it all over again.
Or so, like, look at him, just like, bad egg salad.
Yeah, or something like, you know, like, bad day or what, and he's like, oh, yeah, and then it starts all over.
Sorry, you had the fish. Yeah. I also thought, and of course you can't say it, I'm just like, oh, Taco Bell, right?
Oh, gosh, don't be so.
Put down the plastic, here's a water bottle. Like, right?
So did he get seen quickly? Because it always fascinates me, too, when someone is like, going, like, insides are coming out, and they're just sitting there in the room, and you're like, could you put him in a private area?
Okay, this guy is just walking
around. For morale? Around. Like, please?
This guy is literally just walking around throwing up.
Aww.
And I just thought, like, well, you know, you're still on your feet. That's
yes,
a thing.
Yes, you're good.
And the other thing I thought was, like, okay, if you don't get me back there or away from this guy, like, at some point, I'm going to have to take a walk.
Because I have this condition. It's not diagnosable, but I laugh when someone's throwing up.
If someone's throwing up, I'm laughing. And I...
At them.
The fact that the guy was waiting on me at the door, I just... I can't.
A sign of the night to come.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
So when I was not paying attention to the vomiting man...
At the ER where Obi was last night to visit somebody when he was waiting.
I did spend some time watching the YouTubes and the trailer for Marvel's Defenders.
Yeah, I saw
yesterday.
It was trending.
Mm-hmm. So the biggest news I feel like to come out of it is a date. Because they've said this year, this year, this year, and now we have a date for the Defenders, August 18th.
Now, walk with me. The Defenders...
Where are we going?
...is, because I just can't remember all these things, is the Defenders the Netflix one that has...
It's like the Netflix Avengers. So, like, they've released the solo projects.
And now everybody gets together. So, Iron Fist and Luke Cage and Daredevil and Jessica Jones.
Woo! Yeah!
There it is!
Nikki!
Yeah!
Nikki! Amazing.
Oh, thank you. I'd like to thank you. Without you, I would have never remembered all of those. I'd like to, you know, of course, thank Eric for watching all those shows late into the night while trying to sleep. So, yes, I mean, it's just wonderful.
I just want you to know we're all really proud of you.
Thank you so much. So that all forms the Defenders. Not the Avengers,
right?
But the Defenders.
Remember what we said, like the Defenders, when they fail, that's when you need the Avengers. Because they've been defending, and when they don't defend you, then you need avenged.
Sure.
So the Defenders are trying. So yeah, they're supposed to bring all those characters together.
They're like your state
militia?
Something like that.
State troopers.
Yeah. But if it doesn't work, then you call in the Guard.
National Guard.
Yeah, something like that.
Yep. That's right. So the whole, we don't completely know what it's about, but it looks like it's going to be about fighting the Hand and Elektra. And that was stuff, I mean, you heard about them some in Luke Cage, but definitely in Iron Fist and definitely in Daredevil. So looks like that's going to be the big bad.
And I'm sorry, what
and
is the date?
Sigourney Weaver's in it too.
Mm.
She looks like she's also going to be very bad.
A baddie.
Oh, she's a baddie, Nikki. So August 18th.
Okay.
So it's a Friday. When I say August 18th, does anybody else automatically sweat just a little bit?
And you're
like,
because
you're nervous? No, because it's freaking hot in August. I just have this image of me in my basement trying not to sweat watching the Defenders.
Watching all of them?
Maybe. So I still haven't finished Iron Fist.
Eric's working his way through it.
Yeah, and Eric doesn't make me want to watch any more of it.
He said it just got worse.
Every day when he comes in and tells me how bad the Iron Fist was he watched last night, it's like,
I feel bad too because he finally switched our Netflix stuff to the 4K one, and I was like, what'd you do that for? He's like, oh, because he wanted to watch Iron Fist.
Yeah.
And it's a disappointing showing so far.
Yeah. You know what? It's one of those things with 4K. I will say you can tell a difference, but I typically forget. So like I'm watching a show called Travelers on Netflix. I really like it. And something popped up and I was like, that looks amazing. And then it's like, oh, right. this is in 4K. Hey. I forgot.
It's like, hey.
It's a little extra sharp. So now when Danny Rand's hand glows, she's like, look at the extra wide color gamut.
I'm sure that's what everybody says.
The Riot is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
So, if you guys haven't heard, Apple's just struggling. No, they're not. But sales of the iPhone are down.
Yeah, that normally happens too because, I mean, if you have one, you have one. So it's not like everybody's grabbing the new one at this point.
Now, Nikki, in September, I'm going to play back what you just said to you.
No, I mean like you're in between. You're out of the hotness of like the newest one and everybody's just kind of waiting. So sales will go down when, you know, everybody's just kind of patient with it.
Now they say, though, that while the sales on the phone are down, the sales on the watch are up. People be wanting that watch. So, what do you think, watch wearer?
I still love my Apple Watch. I don't know if you could. I can't explain why. It's just an attachment, an addition. But they're still a little expensive. they're still up there.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Android watches are not taking off. At least they don't seem to be taking off as well to me.
Yeah.
But. Which means they're starting to show up on clearance.
Yeah, and they're pretty cheap. Some of them are pretty cheap.
That has had me. There were a couple times I looked at them where I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll check that out. Like, you know, when all of a sudden the Android Watch is $80 instead of, you know, the $350 it was when it launched.
I would suggest, especially it helps like keep some of your stuff together without necessarily being tethered so much to your phone, because then you're just tethered to your watch. But
right.
It helps just keep you organized if you have trouble like, well, where am I supposed to be right now?
Yeah, I mean, I thought about it. Then there's this other side of me that's just like, well, no. Like when I have a watch, I drive myself insane with it.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I check the time constantly.
Yeah, but you can change it to where, like, time is not, at least for
mine. It doesn't display?
Like, time is not the main focus of it, or you can make it larger, smaller, you can make other stuff more of a focus.
Now, Nikki, when you turn your watch on, then what is your main focus?
Mine is activity of, like, making sure I'm doing enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your watch has to tell you if you're doing enough? So you're carrying something that's silently judging you on your wrist all day?
Basically, yes.
So you're living your whole life just to gain the approval of your watch?
With the three rings, yes. I need to do what I need to do to get those.
What do the three rings tell you?
Like if I stood up enough, you know, you have to stand up so much for each hour. And then you have to.
Okay.
You have to have so much activity. So, like, if you work out or something.
Can I stand for like twice as much next hour?
No, it has to be every hour.
Okay. All right. So then there's the
working. Are you feeling pressure now? It's not even your watch.
I am feeling pressure.
You didn't even know that.
So what's the third thing?
Well, there's activity and like a workout one.
Okay.
So.
But that's only two.
No.
You said there's three rings. You have to appease the three rings.
It's not. One is kind of like an activity. One's like an hour one, like a stand-up. And one's kind of like a more of a 30-minute. You have to have like a 30-minute workout.
Well, I'll tell you what. You just sold me on not getting one.
Yours doesn't have to be like
my
that.
Internal
you
monologue.
You don't even have to turn it on.
My internal monologue judges me enough already. I don't need my watch to then begin showing me like, hey, here's another place you're falling behind this
but
hour.
Look, see, I have a long sleeve on it. Just look. Judgment gone.
Oh, look. So then you could either not get one or you could get one and cover it up
on the days you want to cover it up.
And this is like the Scarlet Letter. You're walking around clutching your chest. You're clutching your chest all the time and no one can figure out why you have that heart condition.
It's not that bad.
Then one day, you know, it comes off and you had an A there the whole time.
You don't even have to turn that on. You could just ignore that part of a watch.
Well, I'm out. So sales are up, but I can't be one of those people.
Sometimes a bad example is the best example. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Thanks for that yawn, Nikki.
I was yawning a few minutes ago, and now you're yawning, and I'll continue yawning.
What? What?
You're back.
Okay. Everybody get focused. I don't know about you guys, but I am so excited about canceling cable and getting Hulu's new cable service. Is anybody else? Like, I am just tripping over myself. I'm so excited about it.
Cannot wait.
Come on. It's in beta now. Like, if you want it now, you have it now. You can have it now.
I guess I forgot they have a cable switching thing service or whatever their thing is.
Now, for $40 a month.
Gosh!
I'm trying to help you save money.
Okay. I feel like that's way more than cable.
You can have 50 hours of DVR.
Okay.
And then you can also have...
so much money.
I don't know, however many channels, whatever. And you can watch, you can have, I think, 3 streams at a time. And then if you want unlimited streams in the same house and unlimited DVR...
How much is that?
That's only going to cost you $60 a month.
That's a lot of money.
It's $59.99 plus applicable fees and taxes.
Sure, depending on what's your area.
Because, you know, you have to pay like the air tax,
For all the times everybody's been trying to cut cable forever and ever and ever, we have outspent what we actually used to just pay for cable.
I just want to sit them down and be like, you don't get it, do you?
Like, Hulu? That's not what people want.
You don't get it. Like, people left cable because there were all these channels they didn't watch, and it cost so much money, and now you're saying we're offering you the same channels at the same price. Who wouldn't? But without the cord.
Yes, I don't know.
So what, I've got it on Wi-Fi now? You're not getting it, guys. You're still not getting it. But yeah, that was their big to-do. Now, of course, Nikki, you're already paying $11 a month for Hulu, so you can chop that right off the top because...
Just chops his coffee cup.
I dropped my coffee.
Hulu got you there.
They did, because you're not going to have to pay that.
Oh, it's built
Hulu's
into the price.
Be
well,
included
that is
in that.
So nice of them. How generous. It makes some of the other services seem downright cheap.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that Hulu wants you to know is that in what can only be referred to as a massive streaming coup, they have got the rights to the House of Cards guy, his next TV show.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a Hulu exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
What?
What are we going to do?
Netflix burn! Whoa! It's going to be about life
on
Mars.
They got him over there.
Oh, they got him, Nikki. They got him. Bo Williamson is his name.
I don't want to go too out like and really be negative on Hulu, because never say never. Like, what 5 years from now we're like,
we're big Hulu customers.
Of course we're on that. I don't want to then be stung and as we listen to our recordings of past where we would always talk bad against it. But boy, that's really expensive for stuff that's being offered in a lot of other services.
Yeah.
Like cable.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely, my thing is like, I'm just dying to see The Handmaid's Tale. It's a cautionary tale,
Nikki.
You are not. About the terrible things that happen when conservatives are in control. So, you know,
Okay, well, you'll need Hulu for that.
Yeah. Well, I might as well get all the channels then for $60 a month.
And all the DVR and the streams.
It's really saving me money. And I can watch Hulu in here while we're doing the show. What do you think?
That's what you'd have to do to get your money out of it.
Yeah, sure.
The Ryan has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
You know what I just remembered, Nikki, is in the break room right now?
Yeah.
Did you hear what your mom did?
Yeah, she brought in bacon.
That's right.
It's in there and a microwavable thing to cook the bacon in.
So after the show today, I'm going to be making bacon. And she also got eggs if we wanted to make eggs.
So we're going to do that?
So we're going to have bacon and eggs.
Okay.
Do you want bacon? I mean, I've already had eggs today.
So you might not have those.
But I haven't had any bacon yet.
Well, I feel like bacon, once you open the door to know that it's easily, like I know you can microwave bacon and we always could.
But this is like a special microwave bacon
thing.
Plate. Yeah, that's supposed to have a place to catch the grease.
Bacon's supposed to be hard for a reason because I don't think we should have it all the time.
Now, Nikki, don't you badmouth this.
I'm not badmouthing it.
Look at what your mom has done for us.
I'm worried because now we have the technology to make it anytime we want, as long as we have bacon.
I mean, I've got an electric skillet that I'll make bacon in, but often I'll just make it in the oven.
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's a great place.
If you take bacon.
Nice,
and
even cook.
If you like to, you can spread a little maple syrup on it or something and just shove it in the oven and let it bake.
That's a great idea.
Have you ever done that before?
No, but I buy maple bacon.
You can just do that yourself
and
then
nice,
sprinkle
thick, deli sliced bacon.
Sprinkle brown sugar on it.
Oh, man. It's candy by the time you're done.
No, basically.
It's bacon flavored candy.
Might as well be a lollipop. It's so much sugar in that thing. So, yeah, I figured we'll try the bacon today.
I like like what you've done here. That sounds good. I'm on board 100%. So we're going to find out if it's possible to happily microwave bacon there.
Well, and it, again, like you could, no matter what, but just this is supposed to like lift it up so it's not cooking in all the grease and maybe make it a little crispier.
Well, you know what? I just feel like I'm excited to know. You know, is it going to work?
Okay.
Because there are a lot of things that they say work that don't.
Sure.
But then sometimes you find one that does.
Okay.
Like, was my dad, I think, that was telling me about these little cups that you microwave your eggs in the microwave. So, like, you crack an egg in there, put it in the microwave, 1 minute, you got egg. Well, that works. I got
one
of those.
Even though I think we could have used cups, just like regular cups.
Probably.
I think you can. But we're buying the officially licensed bacon maker.
And you know what? I actually don't like microwaving my eggs. I like to put them in the skillet. But it's fine. Like, it's all about us using the technology that's out there and the 2 pounds of bacon that your mom
we have
put
in the fridge. Yes. I mean, we've got to use it up.
So we're gonna do that.
Well, let's finish the show. We've got some time left.
It's so much left.
We have so much time left.
Oh my gosh.
And then we'll work on having bacon later.
Does the clock move backwards or what?
The worst of the riot. Proof that you're already living in that dark future dystopia. Radio U.
Let's be honest. You didn't get yourself a unicorn frappuccino, and your Instagram has never recovered.
It's never been the same. You missed out on all those followers you could have had.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you supposed to do now?
Well, I don't know. Have you heard of the mermaid frappuccino?
Okay, the mermaid frappuccino looks like someone made the unicorn frappuccino the wrong way.
It
looks like the colors didn't mesh out.
It's disgusting.
It really looks like a fail.
Yeah, but...
But it's the new thing.
It is the new thing. And you have to ask yourself, like, is it unofficial or is it just... You know,
I think
like
every Starbucks employee hates anytime someone brings these stuff up. They're like, no, there's not another drink.
You know, they just have managed to become a thing because, like, let's say it this way. Nobody goes to McDonald's like, I want the McTen35 so I can get it on Instagram. Like, nobody.
Right now.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. In fact, if you put that on Instagram, people would be like, you're sick.
Well, okay, the unicorn one was different. That was official.
It was gorgeous.
That was official. That was on the menu. That was something. Now you, just like before the unicorn, you have all these other fan drinks that people just create. There's not only the mermaid, but now there's something called the narwhal and the dragon. So there's these random drinks.
Is that why people were talking about narwhals the other day?
You didn't know that?
I totally did not catch that was connected to a Starbucks drink.
It's supposedly a Starbucks drink.
Shut up.
So you can get the mermaid.
Bye, buddy.
That's
Hope
the main.
You find your dad.
That's the main bigger one.
Okay. Well, this drink, the mermaid frappuccino, it is a vanilla bean frappuccino base blended with blackberry inclusions and drizzled with white mocha, toasted coconut, and matcha powder.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it green?
Like a mermaid.
No. I get that. But like what in everything I just said is green? The matcha powder?
Yeah, that's the green tea.
Okay, so then...
It's based on the Pokemon Go Frappuccino. That's the base of this one. If you want the narwhal, that's blended strawberry lemonade with vanilla bean powder, whipped cream.
Okay, that sounds good.
So that's a drink. And then the dragon one is a cream frappuccino, vanilla bean powder, and berry cup swirls. So that's something, too. Did everybody write all that down?
Yeah, go ahead. I just feel like there's somebody somewhere.
It's just a big joke.
Like, there was a time when Starbucks, like, meant something in the world of coffee, and now they're just selling their souls. They're just like, whatever, give us your money. Here, America, do you want the blended lard frappuccino here?
Yeah, so what's this one? They also, now there's a midnight mint mocha frappuccino. That one's new, but that's official. That's official. That's like the next Starbucks thing that they have.
Oh my gosh.
That's a dark cocoa, refreshing mint, frappuccino, roast coffee, milk, and ice.
That sounds delicious.
That actually looks pretty good.
Dude, this barista that is making these mermaid frappuccinos, they've got a big thing that they just wrote mermaid blood on and they're squirting it in.
Nice.
I really
Well, be nice to your barista if you're going to cause them all this heartache to create all these creations. Maybe tip.
Well, I will.
A little extra.
Yeah, and I will tell you that if you look at it, not all of the, some of the times, like even if you give them that ingredient list, it may not turn out to be beautiful.
The same. It's not going to be 100% unless it's officially made.
Hey, you know what? You can keep all your weird fancy ones. I want that midnight mint mocha. Oof! That sounds good. Where do we sign up for that?
The drive-thru.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Jeez, she's...
Coffee and contemplation.
And the riot. Obviously. Radio U.
You guys know the deal. Nikki and I are looking for a way to get paid lots of money for working a little or not at all.
You know, like the spam that you see from work from home, you know, like for nothing. We want, just like you guys, we want it to be true.
Like, we want to work from home, but here's the key thing in that phrase. Like, I want to turn work at home into just at home. Get paid at home.
Yes, where's that at? And right. What is that job?
But it's not money. Now, it can be hard, but I feel like with a little bit of work, you can scam the system. Because I don't know who the system is, but we're going to find out who they are, and we're going to use them to get some money. Right?
I'm sure the system knows that some will do that, and they have it built in.
Right, right. Well, you know what, Nikki? We just have to figure out how to hide. How do we hide in the system? How do we do that?
By taking a little overtime.
There's a woman, Sheila White. She worked or was working for...
She's no longer there.
SyncTerra Energy Partners in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And
the video is amazing.
It really is awesome because what ends up happening is there's a...
Camera.
A camera and a, what do you call it? A fire suppression system, right? Isn't that
sprinkler
what falls?
System.
A sprinkler system.
Yeah.
You know, sprinkler's a lot simpler than
fire suppression.
How
did you know that one? I've never heard that. It's like, what's the everyday term? You know, the normal word for a sprinkler system?
That was the smartest dumb thing I've said in a long time.
It was so intelligent. Like, I don't want to fault you for it, but man.
You know, the things.
Things up there.
Okay. Well, she's sitting at her desk and one falls out of the ceiling and lands on the desk in front of her.
Yeah.
And this is where it gets awesome. She looks around to see if anybody's looking and then she just picks it up and hits herself in the head with it. And it all happens so fast.
She just see her eye. She looks around and man, she made that choice and she brought a lawsuit against the company saying the sprinkler system fell on her head.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the company said, whoa, wait a minute. We got a video.
Got a little video here.
And then it turned to a lawsuit or a criminal case against her for fraud for what she was doing.
So she could have gotten 5 years in jail for that. 5 years in jail, dude. Instead, she was sentenced to 18 months of probation. So
when I saw the video, I thought, you know, I think we're still doing good because I wouldn't do that. I think it's so dishonest.
No,
that you're like, no, even for that money, I would, even if you knew you were never going to be found out, like if there wasn't a camera, I wouldn't do it.
No, I'm not going to lie about
that.
That's
a big scam. We just want, again, money for staying at home, but not like in a scam against other people way.
I mean, like a little scam, but not against Radio U, but like the government, they're wasting all kinds of money. Just give me some.
They wouldn't even notice you.
I mean, what's the big deal?
So, yeah, she got in trouble for that. But again, if you see that video floating around, watch it because the look in her eye right when it drops, she's like, wait. And then she hits her head with it.
She obviously, the thing that amazes me is it wouldn't have occurred to me. Like,
just
if the thing fell out of
it.
The ceiling, I'd have been like, oh, man, good thing it didn't hit me on the head.
I would have gone and told somebody, like, did you see this? This just happened, but she tried to take advantage of it.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I'm so glad this didn't hit me. And her response is like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it didn't hit me.
It was the opposite.
Oh, my gosh.
My favorite part of the worst of the riot, when they shut up and the music starts. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
If you're like me, you frequently want to seem impressive to people, but you struggle with something, and that is that you're not very impressive. And so you have to find ways to be impressive with what you've got. It's kind of like building a nuclear reactor by rubbing two sticks together. You know, you want to stay positive, but
it's not going to be that impressive, but you do have at least two sticks.
Yeah, so I mean, you got something, so fingers crossed, right, everybody? And sticks, of course. That's why I really appreciate something that they're offering at the Hirakata Park in Osaka, Japan. It's a theme park, and what you do is you go there and you set up, I don't know if you have to go the day before or a couple of days before, but you set up a little flash mob performance, a lamaga. It's shuyaka. So what happens is you will go, and shuyaka means the lead or the star. And so you're going to become the shuyaka, and you pay for this service.
Yeah.
And what you do is on the right day at the right time, you make sure that you lead your date or your friends or whatever to a certain place in the park, in which case you will be accosted by at least two, but maybe more bad guys. And you will punch them and show everybody
how strong you are,
how strong you really are.
Mm.
And they'll be impressed and you'll go on.
So you're basically faking like a robbery or some sort of...
That's exactly right.
...event, some, and it looks like you're the hero.
Some street toughs.
Yeah.
Are going to come and bother you, but you're ready.
Well, I guess. And then what? For the people that are pretending, maybe that's like someone not getting a lot of work, but they want to be an actor. It's like a performance art.
Hey, Nikki, a gig is a gig, okay?
Yeah, yeah, you're getting paid. You're
it's
fine.
It's a gig. It's working. Come on.
Are you a member of the guild?
So the requirements are, of course, there's money involved, but then you also have to show up. Like, you have to go a different day because there's like a stage fighting workshop that you have to be a part of.
Gosh. But you don't have to come up with the storyline like they do all that.
Well, it's not so much a storyline as that is the storyline. Like, okay, that these people are coming to bother you and you're going to be, you know, tough and show them. And, you know, if you're on a date, you're going to protect your lady friend or, you know, the guy that's bringing you, whatever. Like, you're going to be impressive. That's the important part.
That's what you're paying for.
They do say for maximum impact, do not tell the people in your group about it.
Well, yeah, I think that defeats the purpose.
Well, you know, just letting them know.
By the way, that program should be called Maximum Impact. Oh, yeah. Some sort of like 80s font.
I love that.
Like a Street Fighter sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Maximum
Impact.
That's right.
Dude, I love that. Wait, we should start that here.
Then you can get the t-shirt at the end that says, I survived. Maximum
Impact.
Oh, no.
Impact. You don't want to tell them. You want them to think that you really...
Well, no, they won't know. Like your friends and stuff. It's just like, oh, what's this Maximum Impact? They have no idea that they went through it.
Yeah. So Josh says Nacho Libre did it. I never watched Nacho Libre.
The movie?
Yeah. Did you?
No, I did not.
Okay. I just never did.
Which is why, Josh, your comment does not have maximum impact.
It does not have that.
Because we have not seen the movie. It would have more impact if we did.
Yeah. So, for the show, do you think we should blow the day off and watch Nacho Libre?
Nah.
Or do you think we should get to work on Maximum Impact?
Yes.
That I do think we really should do.
Let's start writing.
You could beat up a Z-list celebrity. Like, hey, isn't that guy from the radio? Man, I hate him. Punch. Sweet.
Here's your shirt because you survived.
You made
Maximum
it.
Maximum Impact.
Don't want to talk to the riots? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
Are you having a bad day? Class got you down? Maybe that professor won't shut up. Or maybe work is not working out for you. I just want you to keep in mind that there is something that could make all of this a whole lot worse. Yesterday in Penn Station, people were just standing around, and then all of a sudden they heard a sound. It was kind of like rain, except gushing water. And they looked up at the ceiling, and there was all this water starting to come out, and lo and behold, a sewage pipe in the building.
Oh, it's above you two.
Above them broke.
And you're like, and you look up and it's just a moment of like, what is that? And that's not what you want to be looking up at.
And the interesting thing is that, you know, sometimes you'll see like water and it's like, well, it's sewage water, but it's okay. No, this was water that smelled like sewage water.
This is the whole thing.
This was the dirty water. You know how there's like the clean supply lines and then there's the dirty. This was the one
outgoing?
Where this was outgoing mail.
Outgoing mail.
This was the outgoing sewage
line.
That's
the outgoing line.
Actually, I think, all right, we just showed our infrastructure ignorance. I'm pretty sure supply lines are one thing and a sewage line is the that's just the name for the carryaway.
Sure.
Like, because it's like water and sewage.
And if one or the other were to burst, you'd want it to be the other one, not the carryaway.
The water line, not the sewage line.
So. Well, they're saying at Penn Station, like, a lot of repairs are needed. A lot.
Yeah, just this is just one of them.
This is just adding to that.
So some appalled riders held their noses. They said it was an awful stench that continued to get worse and worse. But the good news was you could still get on the metro there, so no problem.
Like that it's not bad enough yet. They're calling it a waterfall of sewage, but it wasn't bad enough to close anything down.
You know, you say inside the city you guys never get to see anything natural. You had a waterfall right there in Penn Station. How exciting is that?
It's almost like an art installation. Like you should be thankful for that, but it is sewage water.
I once heard someone scream loudly, "The city is a toilet." Well,
now
that is an art installation if I've ever heard one.
I was watching someone's tweet about it. Penn Station is leaking poop water, but you just use the little poop emoji for Snapchat as well.
That makes it cute.
Great.
That's fantastic. So there you go. It could be a lot worse. You could feel a drip, 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 only to realize that sewage is leaking on your face.
But may you learn from this lesson, never look up and wonder and open your mouth and be like, "What's that?"
Anytime you look up to check something out, close
your mouth
first.
Shut. Okay? And yeah, it's dirty.
Actually, I feel like you really taught me something.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Nikki.
You're going to remember that.
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
And did you guys hear the news?
Oh, I know. We haven't talked about that yet.
We haven't talked about it this morning. First thing that happened, I opened my computer this morning, and that's what I found.
Yeah, so Chapstick, we always would talk to him.
Always.
Derek from Family Force 5 announced, I think, what, after 11 years, he is leaving, so he has left Family Force 5.
Yeah, so what I didn't catch from it, and I'm now asking you. I don't know if you caught either. Like, was that effective immediately?
Well, it was right after the roadshow tour that they did.
So that means that he is not.
He told them.
Oh, okay.
So he's done. He's right. Not doing this tour.
Therefore, the April 2nd concert in Baltimore was my final show.
That was it.
Wow. He waited a month to tell everybody. I don't know. That's none of my business. I'm just surprised. Like,
sure.
You know, normally a band members will kind of say, like, hey, they'll let you know that this is going to be the last of it.
No, that was just they kept it quiet.
Wow.
So no more Chapstick from Family Force 5, and he's not going to be on the upcoming tour, but he is doing another group with a friend, so he posted details on that.
Yeah, he's got another thing he's doing. He says he's also going to compose music for film and TV projects, and then he will be doing some other writing and recording, so...
Good luck to him. But it was so sad. We always love talking with him. But
take thy beak from out my heart.
I know. We talked to Chapstick Teddy Hollywood not too long ago. And now we realize it's like, oh, yeah, because Chapstick isn't doing anything else. So
yeah, it was strange.
So Teddy is super nice. He's moved right into the position where we love talking with him.
Right on. So you know what? If you need some time today for... you know, it's okay to mourn a band member that's no longer with the band, but see, now you have two things to support instead of just one.
You're right, and then a new member...
It's mitosis.
A new member will move in, so you got that new, fresh excitement of someone new in the group, so Family Force 5 fans don't have to be sad.
All right, so there you go. You heard it from us. I'm sorry to break the bad news to you, but in fairness, it was broken to me in much the same way. I rolled out of bed and boom! No warning.
The Riot spent their entire advertising and promotion budget on catering and craft services.
The junk that guy eats has finally caught up with me.
So please tell your friends. It's The Riot on Radio U.
So today's Star Wars Day. Everybody's talking about that.
May tomorrow. The 4th be with, or the Force, but it's the 4th.
Right, and then like Revenge of the 5th, blah, blah, blah. Okay. We've all
heard
it before.
And Cinco de Mayo tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Cinco de Mayo. But Nikki, those 2 days I feel like may be overshadowing a day that we should be paying a little more attention to. Do you know what's happening on May the 6th?
What is May the 6th?
It's Naked Gardening Day.
Oh, again.
I know. And I actually...
What will the weather be?
Here's the thing. Is like, I remember us talking about it last year.
Do you?
And I remember us saying that we were going to make sure that we didn't miss it this year.
I think we were just saying that to say it, but really we don't care. We're not doing Naked Gardening Day. There's no celebrating that.
There is.
And I don't want to be
the interesting thing is like it's very easy.
That is noticing that other neighbors are doing this.
You just go get naked and do some gardening.
I mean, you're
loving
though.
Yourself, you're loving the earth. Well, you know what? You can mow the lawn naked. That'd be a thing. That's great. I feel like that's close enough to gardening.
Isn't that enough? Are you allowed to be naked in your own property, like on your yard? You're not allowed to, are you?
No, I don't think so.
Like someone could call the cops on you.
I'll tell you this much. Even if it's legal, your neighbors are still going to have a problem with
sure.
it.
Sure. Like your neighborhood association will have a problem with you and just your neighbors in general.
Laws. Like you probably signed something when you moved into the building that was like, you're not allowed to
You're not allowed to have naked day.
I mean, you can as long as, you know, the windows are... And
you're inside, yeah. But then you can't garden. Well, I guess there's indoor gardening, yes, but.
Oh, yeah. All you need to do is just get one of those big lamps.
Not that gardening. What? This is not that gardening.
Hydroponics,
day.
Nikki.
Nope.
All right, fine, whatever. But I just see that you're very, very anti-naked gardening, which is not what I expected. Like, you went negative immediately.
Yes, I did.
And it bothers me when you go negative because it's very.
And
easy
we'll
to
say
do
this.
That.
We will say
you
this.
You need to go naked
if you're like, this is going to be the best day ever, and you think it's never the people you want to see naked that celebrate
like
naked
me.
Days.
Yeah.
Or like the nudist camps and stuff and all that naked stuff. It's never, ever, ever the people that you're like, this is going to be the best. It's not. It's the people you don't want to see.
But, Nikki, the idea is we need to reach
even
a point
though we should
in society,
all celebrate whatever all we look like.
Types.
All body types is
and
fine.
And you know what? Like, you're just supposed to be naked. Just like I don't notice what you're wearing, I would begin to not notice what you're not wearing.
We would all, just weird.
Like, I don't even notice. So, hey, how are those carrots over there? Let's go find out.
So today is May the 4th be with you, the 4th.
Tomorrow's Cinco de Mayo.
Which is hard to have a naked day after Cinco de Mayo. That's a lot of chips.
Be a lot of bloating.
You're going to be bloated.
Honestly,
you're going to be bloated.
But I'll tell you what, here's the thing. I think that your best bet is to go ahead and celebrate Cinco de Mayo today. Because tomorrow, everybody's going Mexican. Okay, go Mexican today, and then tomorrow you'll be like, we already did it.
Should cut your water and just not eat a lot so that Saturday you're ready.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh no, I missed it. Do it again.
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
I just see that you're very, very anti-naked gardening, which is not what I expected.